Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I think what you were doing is to try and show that there maybe isn't a war in Ukraine. You were basically trying to ride this sort of Tim Pool grifter type wave.
I do not believe by making satire on the internet commits a crime by any means.
Okay. This is it's painful to watch Nick Shirley squirming as he claims to be a journalist in one breath, but then has to backtrack and claim that it's actually satire. I want to show you a series of clips that are probably going to make you laugh and also really concern you about the state of education in America. Every once in a while, I try to intellectualize the Republican mindset and why MAGA thinks what they think. And then I always circle back around to the simple fact that that they have an infantile mindset about the world. They have an infantile mindset about the solutions to oftentimes real problems. Like, they can identify real problems. The economy is not doing well. There are certain issues with U.S. institutions. But then the solutions are always so incredibly infantile. From Tucker Carlson, who was asking on his podcast, you know, what is it about algebra? Why are they putting, you know, letters in algebra? I just don't understand it. And he tries to turn it into this conspiracy. To Michael Knowles, who talks about women in the workforce, even to Donald Trump himself, they are all just kind of dumb, with a B, as Donald Trump likes to say himself. Let's start off with Tucker Carlson, who asked, why does algebra put letters in the numbers? And his guest says, I think just to fuck with you. I don't know who this guest is, but they're just having any random nobody on now, just kind of to yap back and forth. Listen to one of the largest podcast hosts on the right.
Why does algebra put letters into numbers?
I think just to fuck with you.
So you deal with math in your job every day. Well, you've already, I think, demonstrated your grasp of math is high.
Very. I mean, functional math.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Well, if you can build a wood-fired kiln,
yeah,
you understand math. So, but what you didn't add letters to numbers in the process of doing
that. That's the weirdest thing. Nowhere did I find any letters in my math to calculate the size and structural integrity of a catenary arch. Isn't that weird? Oh, that was weird. Because every math teacher was always like, you need to know some algebra. I've yet to encounter a single person in my life that uses algebra.
Actually,
have you?
So, like, you, but you would know. Yeah, but I mean, I live in a fake world.
That's why you use fake math with letters. Congratulations to everybody out there in the Matrix. Good job.
Dude, what is this conversation right now? I this is like my friends and I in ninth grade when we got drunk for the first time. This is absolutely absurd. These are two grown adults, and Tucker Carlson is insisting that this guy has a great grasp on math. This guy doesn't even seem confident that he has a good grasp, and he says that, you know, variables exist in algebra, not as a tool to replace numbers and to have exercises, but just to fuck with you, just to simply fuck with you.
Good little goy slaves.
Oh, that's amazing.
Good little goy slaves, he said, which is like an anti-Semitic trope, basically implying that that Jewish people have put these numbers in. This is some weird-ass shit coming from Tucker Carlson's podcast. And it all gets even weirder. Here is Michael Knowles, another right-wing commentator who I've debated on Bar Fight, talking to Katie Miller, Stephen Miller's wife, about women in the workforce. Take a listen to this. Make sure you drop a like on this video below if you want to see more content breaking down politics, culture, even AI and technology. We're going to do it all. And I will be debating CJ Pearson in Nashville, Tennessee on September 12th. You can buy tickets in the description below. Check out Michael Knowles right here.
The Wall Street Journal pointed out that now women outnumber men in the workforce. And so before we get to...
Which I think is terrible, by the way.
It's insane. Yeah, of course. I mean, this is... A lot of Republicans like to talk about how great it is that the female unemployment rate is the lowest ever. This is one area where I break with my fellow Republicans. I say, why is that necessarily a good thing? I mean, maybe for some women, but the fact that women like have to go to the widget factory to do spreadsheets, I don't know.
going to the widget factory. This is all just so incredibly wrong. The unemployment number is derived from people who want to work, who are seeking work, versus how many people actually have jobs. So it's a good thing when the unemployment rate is low for any group of people, women, men, Black Americans, white Americans, because that means the people who are seeking jobs get them. A household mother, a stay-at-home mother, somebody who's not looking for a job, isn't counted in those numbers. So of course we want unemployment to be low. He just doesn't understand those numbers, it seems. Secondly, it's good for the U.S. economy at large when we're not restricting any group from working to their maximum potential. When it was the 1910s, the 1920s, the 1930s, we were just less effective as a society because now we allow people to reach their full potential. Women can go into STEM fields at higher rates than ever before, which is great. So it's all just simple arguments right here. I can't lie, the Republican Party seems to be getting dumber. House Republicans have proposed cutting the Department of Education budget by $8.1 billion, which is a 10% reduction in 2027. And they wanted to slash it even more, I think like 12 to 15 billion. They want to slash our education year after year after year. I'm not blaming it on Michael Knowles, but I feel like they're just using dumbed down talking points. Look at the ad that Attorney General Ken Paxton released. It's this AI slop that the Attorney General of Texas released. You know how we've been on this channel calling Ken Paxton like a corrupt asshole who doesn't care about the people of Texas, who will abuse taxpayer dollars and resources to help himself? This kind of just proves that. This kind of just exactly backs it up. He says, new ad, James Tallarico is weaponizing faith to sell a radical agenda. Dude, this needs to be illegal. You shouldn't be able to just use AI in ads to make shit like this. Take a look.
In the beginning, God was non-binary. And he wasn't a Christian. And God said, let there be six genders, and there were. Then God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, who was a radical feminist and never asked people to worship him. Look, I always think of myself as a Christian who hates Christianity.
James Tallarico.
Dude, I almost didn't even want to play this ad for you. It's just such AI bullshit slop with no real substance. Ken Paxton has nothing. Republicans are panicking heading into the midterms. Let me just point out, Ken Paxton, as the Attorney General of Texas, let a pedophile named Adam Hoffman off after one day in prison, even though he was going to get like life in jail for repeatedly molesting a young child. It's absurd. Ken Paxton was turned in by his own staffers for corruption, then impeached by his own party on a bunch of corruption charges. He is uniquely corrupt, and he's posting this AI slop bullshit to try to reclaim a race in a state that Republicans should be winning. He's dumbing it down. It is bullshit. Let me just point out, quote, the vibes are very bad, one person in Texas said, a GOP lobbyist in Texas. Quote, my only hope is that no one watches it since it's competing versus NFL opening games regarding the convention that Trump is holding. No one knows about it, no enthusiasm, and it's during football. Republicans' Trumpapalooza threatens to put the party's general election headaches on blast. All of their problems amplified. Ken Paxton has no charisma, amplified. James Tallarico will be continuing to push. News, MAGA activists Scott Pressler, Brylan Hollihand, and Benny Johnson will all be in Dallas this weekend for the Trump midterm convention, where they aim to make the U.S. Senate race in Texas a referendum on masculinity. Here is Scott Pressler. Here is Brylan Hollihand, and here is Benny Johnson. These are the guys bringing masculinity to Texas, along with Ken Paxton and Donald Trump. Let me tell you, the entire party is full of just idiots, to be honest. Nick Shirley is coming to Harvard for some reason, despite him being someone, Nick Shirley, the fraud guy, who was unable to spell the word discipline during a video game live stream with someone named Connor. Connor live streamed with Nick Shirley and was like, hey, can you spell discipline for the audience? Listen to what happened.
Oh, discipline.
Discipline?
Yep.
Oh, that's a good one. D-I-S. Discipline. D-I-S-C. Oh, shoot.
No, no.
You got it.
No, I don't know if I do.
Keep going.
D-I-S-C-P-I-L-E. Or no, that's disciple. I think I messed that one up.
Okay. We'll knock that one off.
Kind of a hard-to-watch clip there, but you know where he gets it from. Trump, who for the past few months has been going on and on about how most people don't know dumb has a B, and that's okay, which means that he just learned dumb has a B. Like, it's so obvious.
So bad. And then I said, well, if you replace the E with a U, instead of Democrat, you have Democrat. And most people don't know that dumb has a B at the end. You know, they think it's D-U-M, and that's okay. So it's a one-letter change, and you go, no more E, you just put a D, and you got a Democrat. And
is it me, or are people just getting stupider by the day? Like, Republicans want to defund the Department of Education even more, despite us having Tucker Carlson wondering why algebra is there to fuck with us. Ken Paxton using dumbed down AI ads, while Michael Knowles is like, hey, what's the deal with women in the workforce? Meanwhile, Trump says dumb, doesn't have a B in it. And Nick Shirley can't even spell the word discipline. It's honestly embarrassing. Richard Hanania says, if anyone knows what is going on with Harvard Republicans, please reach out. I'm fascinated by the concept of someone being able to get into Harvard and then also thinking that Nick Shirley has insights worth hearing. You know, I'm gonna play this final video of Nick Shirley being confronted by Kalen Reports about going to Ukraine, and then I'll see you on the other side.
Nick Shirley came to Ukraine and made this video.
I'm gonna pause it for a second, but Nick Shirley took a trip to Ukraine, was trying to like expose fraud, POV. You're in Ukraine, this is where your taxpayers are going.
The president has literally just said that this guy is the best journalist in the world. But that doesn't quite add up, because when I confronted Nick about what he did here in Kyiv, he said what he was doing wasn't journalism, it was satire. And his entire reporting started to fall apart. Look at this. So here's the caption you put up. $175 billion goes a long way. This is the capital of Ukraine. What was the idea of the original tweet?
To show that what is happening in Ukraine, and to show that people are still living a somewhat normal life in certain areas of, such as Kyiv.
Well, I think what you were doing is to try and show that there maybe isn't a war in Ukraine. You were basically trying to ride this sort of Tim Pool grifter type wave, saying, you know, pulling silly faces, smirking at the people of this country, saying, this is where your tax dollars are going. You cannot avoid that. That's what you were doing. Why can't you admit that?
Because I do not believe by making satire on the internet commits a crime by any means.
And okay, so going back. This is a huge revelation. So you were actually doing satire.
In that post.
So it was satire.
Is there anything wrong with satire?
Okay, so you're telling me now that this was a joke and it's satire and this wasn't your actual reporting. This wasn't you being a journalist.
What do you mean?
Well, you were being satirical, right? You were joking. You're saying that this tweet was satire. The original report that you put out on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter was satire.
That was the first video I put out. And if you continue to follow me and watch the videos that will be coming out, you will very much see.
No, I've seen the backtracking, but why didn't you make it clear that it was satire?
Okay. It's painful to watch Nick Shirley squirming as he claims to be a journalist in one breath, but then has to backtrack and claim that it's actually satire, but he's also doing journalism. This is what the right is. This is what they're holding up. They want to defund education, create a bunch of Nick Shirleys, have those Nick Shirleys grow up and be Tucker Carlson's. And that's it. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. If you want to work for a better future with Mockler Media, make sure you continue to have that post notification bell on below. Remember, if you live in or around Nashville, buy tickets below for September 12th. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.